A Confession, written and directed by Ruth Carnegie, performed by Callum Tilbury and Lynn Sigovsky.
Disgusting day.
Weather for ducks.
I don't believe it. What are you doing out from behind your counter?
Oh, hello.
I always thought you existed from the waist up only, but you have legs. So if you've been set free, who is serving the world's greatest cup of coffee?
I've already started the kettle boiling. It won't be long.
And as you unscrew the lid of the jar, I can only ask the question, who are the fools who claim you can't get a decent coffee around here?
Be nice, or I won't give you an extra custard cream.
You know me so well. Am I really that predictable?
Oh, anything bad. I'll get you a cup. Just give me a minute.
No rush.
Oh!
You okay?
I'll drop the cup, sorry. Having a clumsy day. Do you ever have those where no matter how careful you are, you always seem to break things?
Oh, yes. Once took out 3 mugs when I accidentally dropped a teapot. Your 1 cup doesn't impress me. You barely made a dent. You didn't hurt yourself, did you?
No.
Good. Here, let me help with that.
I'm fine.
It's not a problem. 2 seconds, we'll clear it up. Do you have anything we can wrap it up in? Newspaper or...
Actually, I'm not fine. I'm not fine at all.
What's wrong? Did you cut yourself?
No. Oh, hell.
What is it? What's the matter?
I thought I'd be okay. That I was ready. I thought I had more time to sort things out. But you're here now, and I've still got so much to do.
To do?
Well, my knickers are still hanging on the line, for one. And I haven't made any arrangements for George.
George? Who's George?
My pet badgie. I mean, who's going to look after him? Oh, and I've still got books to return to the library. I don't want to have to pay a fine. Although I don't suppose that will really matter now. Still, I don't want to leave any debt behind. And I haven't said goodbye to everyone. I mean, there aren't too many people to say it to, but there are things I wanted to say, and now I won't get the chance.
I'm really sorry, but I have absolutely no idea what you are talking about.
Well, it's my time, isn't it? That's why you're here. It's my time to go.
Go? Go where?
The doctor said 3 to 6 months. She told me to start to put things into place. Still, I really wasn't expecting this. I was so sure I had more time. Poor George.
Look, I'm sorry to ask. I'm just a bit confused. And I don't want to upset you or anything, but when you say 3 to 6 months, are you sick or something?
Oh, yes. It's the something.
Are you... You... I mean,
It's okay. You can say it out loud.
Are you... dying?
Yes. But you already knew that.
Me? How would I know?
Well, because of who you are.
And who is that?
Well, you're... Look, do we have a minute?
For any kind of explanation right now, I've probably got 2.
Okay, good. Great. That's really great. Good. Okay, so here goes. You see, the thing is...
Yes?
I'm in love with you.
Oh.
It's okay, I know you aren't with me.
I really don't know what to say.
Oh, you don't have to say anything. As soon as I realised it, I knew you would never love me in return.
I'm really sorry if I've misled you in any way to think that...
No. You didn't mislead me at all. Absolutely not. I'm not doing this very well. Look, it's not just that I'm in love with you.
Okay.
It's that I know who... I know what you are.
Right. And who or what am I?
You're the angel of death. Okay, I know that's probably not what you thought I was going to say.
No, not really.
I'm right there.
Well,
You don't have to tell me, you probably shouldn't tell me. Maybe you can't.
Would you excuse me? I just need a moment. I just need to, I need to breathe.
Of course, please, take as long as you need.
Okay. So let's see. I've been around for a very long time, an eternity, some might say. And what I'd like to know is, how are you, in all that time, the first person to figure out who I am?
I knew it!
I've only been visiting this place for a couple of months. You can't have just figured it out.
But you haven't only been visiting this place for a couple of months, have you? You've been coming here for years.
What do you mean?
Well, first I thought I was going mad because you change, don't you? You're different people. You never look the same way twice, but whoever you do show up as, it's always to make it easier when their time comes.
When their time comes?
You know, when it's their time to go.
This is ridiculous. You can't possibly know any of this. It's not like I turned up and suddenly everyone dropped dead. You seem pretty alive to me.
Yes, but for how much longer?
Well, I... Oh, this just can't be.
Would you like to know how I figured it out? I was quite proud of myself.
Sure, why not? I mean, if people are suddenly going to start recognising me, I'm going to have to get another job. And at the moment, that might be a bit of a problem with my current CV. Skills include problem solving and working to a deadline. But I can't honestly say that I'm at my best when I'm part of a team.
You are funny.
Hi. Who knew?
I wasn't looking out for you. That's what you have to understand. I don't want you to think I've got some morbid fascination with death. I didn't even believe in angels. When I saw you for the first time, it really was a complete surprise. But I watched you one day come into the cafe and take an elderly gentleman. He'd been sitting alone at a table, drinking the same cup of coffee all morning. Must have been stone cold, but he wouldn't let me refill it. And when I tell you how sad he looked, I don't mean he looked miserable. I mean, he looked sad. Almost every part of him seemed heavy with it. That day, apart from him, the cafe was completely empty, and this woman comes in and asks if she could join him at his table. Now, she could have sat anywhere, but she chose to sit with him. I remember thinking that they must have been strangers, because when she sat down at his table, he didn't seem to know what to do or where to look. But after a while, they began to talk to one another, and I don't know what they spoke about, but when she got up to leave, the look on his face had completely changed. I can't really put into words how it was, but I could see he was completely at peace. I heard later that day that shortly after he'd left the cafe, he'd passed away. And that was when I knew. I can't really explain it, but I just knew that woman was an angel.
So in other words, you made the world's luckiest guess.
What? No, I didn't guess at all. I just knew.
Ridiculous. You can't just know. What's worse, I'm the idiot for going along with you. Should have just told you. You were mad and put a stop to this whole conversation straight away.
There's no need to be rude. Look, you might be an angel.
Stop saying that.
And I guess your job is to know about people, but I know about people too.
What do you mean?
You should try working behind a counter. Any kind of counter, a shop, a cafe, school, any place that has one. You see the world pass by. You see beginnings and you most certainly see endings. Just because people don't notice you, it doesn't mean you don't see them. And I saw. I saw you and I saw that old man and I knew.
All right. If you really believe that was the angel of death you saw, you said she was a woman, which I am clearly not. So how can you be sure that I'm the angel too?
Because I did what I do best. I watched the world go by, and I hoped that some of that world might end up bumping into you. Oh, not that I wanted anyone to die, you understand. Just that I thought that if I looked really hard, if I really paid attention...
How did you recognise me then?
I didn't. I failed miserably. I'd have had more chance finding a needle in a haystack, but... Then I remembered the look on the old man's face, that peace he seemed to find. And so I started to look for that instead. And it's the one thing. It's a look that says a person has been set free. When they get that look, you are usually somewhere near.
Usually? But you couldn't be sure?
No, I wasn't sure at all. Until I got sick myself. I spent all that time looking for you, but I never thought I'd actually recognise you when you finally turned up for me. I doubt there's anyone else would believe it. And you'd have been right to call me mad for thinking. It's the way you love them, you see. The people you come to help, you really do love them. And after they've met you, they know it. And I think that makes it easier for them when it's time to go. So that look, the one I couldn't describe, that's how I know it's you.
You figured all of that out from behind that counter, did you?
I've watched you all my life. I've seen how you treat people and what you do. And whatever or whoever you are, angel or not, I am and have always been completely in love with you. What's wrong?
I'm just not used to compliments. Don't know how to take them. All those nice things you said, it's just stuff that comes with the job.
I thought people talk to angels all the time.
Guardians, yes, they get asked for everything.
And you don't?
Not really. That's death for you. Only a very few people get to prepare for it. As for the rest, well, you could be buying a tin of pineapple at the supermarket and suddenly out of nowhere the angel of death appears. Nothing really prepares you for that. Unless the whole thing is pretty final, there's not a lot of need to chat.
Have you ever thought about changing your introduction technique?
What?
Well, maybe if you didn't just appear out of nowhere, maybe if you gave people a little bit more of a warning, like you did with me. Actually, why did you do that with me? You've been visiting me for a while.
Truth is, death visits life all the time. People come close to it much more than they ever realise. I started to visit you when you needed me.
When I got sick.
Exactly.
Can I ask you something? When I asked you how much longer do I have, you never gave me an answer. You're here now, but I still feel pretty alive. I mean, I can still feel my heart beating.
Well, you've been totally honest with me, so I suppose it's the least I can do for you.
You know what? Maybe don't tell me. I don't want to know. If it's now or later, next week or whenever, it doesn't make a difference. I just wanted you to know how I feel.
Well, thank you for that.
So, what happens now? I mean, I hope the fact that I know doesn't change anything between us.
To be honest, this is a bit of a first for me, so I don't really know. But I don't think so.
Good.
You know, you never did serve me the world's greatest cup of coffee.
Oh, you're so right. Sorry about that. Got a little distracted.
What are my chances of a chocolate biscuit?
I'll see what I can do. Hang on, it will take me a few minutes and then we can go.
Oh, don't worry about that.
About what?
You can take your time. There's no need to rush.